The U.S. Senate is one step closer to completing one of the fastest Supreme Court confirmation in the court's history. Today, Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to send Judge Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the full Senate, and they did so without a single Democrat in the room. Here's Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham.
Today, I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate the fact that Judge Amy Barrett will be reported out of this committee unanimously, that to all the young women out there like Amy Barrett, this is a big day for you. To the country as a whole, you're going to have an associate justice on the court that you should be proud of.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now. And Claudia, this was not the hearing that most people were expecting today. The Democrats, on relatively short notice, said they were boycotting the vote and they didn't show up. Have you ever seen a committee vote like this before?
Not quite. This is all unprecedented, especially coming off a week where we saw hours and hours of testimony. Barrett was questioned for about 20 hours last week. In addition, there were other witnesses. And today was wrapped up. That vote was wrapped up in about 12 minutes. So, yes, this is pretty unprecedented. And again, we're in the midst of a pandemic. This is being rushed. This is about 30 days from the day President Trump nominated her to when she could be confirmed. Voters are heading to the ballot box already. We have an election underway, and there's a lot at stake that Democrats are highlighting, such as health care. And of course, we have this bitter partisanship on display. So it's pretty contentious, but it's also a culmination of fights over a series of nominations to the Supreme Court that started from President Obama to President Trump today.
Well, also contentious today because Lindsey Graham pushed the vote through despite rules that Democrats say required at least two members of the minority party to be president. How did Lindsey Graham justify that?
He said just because Democrats decided to boycott the hearing today, that didn't mean the committee would deprive Amy Coney Barrett of that vote to send her nomination forward to the full Senate. So they were able to dig deeper into the rule book, if you will, and find one arcane provision that allows the committee to transact business if a majority of senators of the panel are present. This rule has been used at least seven times previously, also under Democratic control of the committee. So, of course, today we had the panel's majority there, the 12 Republicans, versus the 10 Democrats who no-showed, and they were able to move forward with this vote.
Well, Democrats filled their empty seats with poster-sized photos of Americans who rely on the Affordable Care Act, which Democrats say will be struck down if Barrett is confirmed. And then after this morning's vote, they held a press conference on the steps of the Capitol. Here's Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling the vote a sham.
We are voting with our feet, and we are standing against this unprecedented mad rush to jam through a Supreme Court nomination just days before an election.
And you can hear some protesters in the background there. Capitol Police say there were actually some arrests as well. But what do you make of the Democrats' strategy here? They really don't have a lot of cards to play.
They really don't. In terms of this nomination forward, this is not going to stop it. But for Democrats, this was more sending a final message to voters during this final stage of the hearing process. And that's that Barrett will shift the court to a 6-3 conservative majority. And they wanted to make clear this is an illegitimate process and what's at stake. Some outside groups were pressuring Democrats to boycott the hearings entirely even last week, but they declined and they took part in her questioning. But today they took that opportunity to no-show, and instead, they had that press conference and they're delivering this message again that health care, reproductive and voter rights are some of the things that are at stake right now.
Well, and briefly, we're seeing that new polling suggests that opposition for Barrett's confirmation is not as strong among some Democratic voters as it once was. Does that signal to you that Democrats failed to get their message through during these hearings?
If Democrats are worried, I'm not hearing that among them. They think that public opinion is on their side. They're very bullish with their stance. They think their message is resonating with voters, that Barrett is being rushed through by a Republican-controlled Senate and putting some key concerns at stake. So it's not that Democrats decided to boycott and say that in their argument that it wouldn't have an impact. They think it will have an ultimate impact in their case.
NPR's Claudia Grisales, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.